The COVID-19 pandemic may have had something to do with the city's decision to go ahead with the new downtown arts center. It's now set to go in above the Chinatown Satellite City Hall. There are new owners at Peggy Hopper's former site as well, but no one expects it to be easy.
COVID actually helped us along with this dream.
Sandy Pohl's the owner of Lewis Pohl Gallery, the only private gallery left standing from Chinatown's heyday in the early 2000s. Pohl is leading a hui of arts professionals who secured a 6,000 square foot space in Chinatown Gateway for a downtown arts center. How did COVID help?
Well, because everything shut down, right? That space was vacant for 4 years. And with COVID and the economy the way it was, it will probably be vacant for another 4 years, if not 10. So we're taking a chance. The city's giving us this opportunity. We're basically filling a vacant space, and they saw the logic in that.
Pohl leveraged a $75,000 grant from the state to make it happen. That investment will now go to rent and programming for a six-month trial period. If all goes well, the art center could gain another 4,000 square feet.
Well, Lewis had this dream. Bob Mitkiff did. Andy Friedlander did, because he gave the opportunity Arts at Marks, right? So 20 years. This is a 20-year thing in the making.
Andy Friedlander is a principal broker with Colliers International, the firm that closed the recent sale of the Peggy Hopper Gallery.
It's going to be tough in the short time for them because of the homeless population.
Photos just this week on the Chinatown Watch website chart nudity, public defecation, and a robbery at knife point.
It's a disaster at the moment, but I'm absolutely confident it will come back. And Miley's energy is so terrific, she will help bring back this part of Chinatown.
Art strategists Miley Meyer and Wei Fong are co-creators of the new Arts and Letters building. If you remember the Airy Hopper Gallery, native books, beautiful things, and activities will go on the ground floor. And Fong says Kavaivai Collective will bring co-working and programming to the second floor.
As you know, Peggy has this really beautiful third floor, sort of artist loft, really flexible space that we intend to keep for community groups, members of Kavaivai Collective, and partners in any of our programs.
Both Fong and Meyer played key roles in the Kaka'ako art scene that preceded today's high-rise stores and apartments. That was planned development. This is a little less assured. Here's Meyer.
There's a lot in flux, as everyone knows right now, but we're carrying on for our post-COVID vision of vibrancy, connectivity, hotspot for our culture, commerce, and politics, you know, because that's what we need. We need places where people are still being positive.
Programming in the Arts and Letters building could begin in the fall. The Downtown Arts Center is planning to open with the powerful Hawaii Craftsman showing in late October. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.